Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Lindsay Sherman with us. After suffering demonic attachment and poltergeist activity, Lindsay was forced to figure out how to deal with the spiritual and paranormal via many shamanic teachers and synchronistic pathways, leading her to become a healer and teacher for others. Now, she peers into past lives via tarot readings and shamanic work and assists people in healing the trauma that remains locked far, far in the past and affects our present and our future. She's the author of many multiple channel books, All Endings, The Key, also host of Rogue Ways podcast and a live show, a public speaker and a motivational coach and a shamanic healer and teacher via her organization, Rogue Soul Services. Lindsay, welcome to the program. Looking forward to this.
Oh, thank you so much, George. It's such an honor to be here with you and with your amazing, beautiful family of listeners you've created over so much time. It's such a beautiful thing.
And you will find out when we take calls with them next hour, they will just attach themselves to you like an entity might.
I hope not, but I will love to give them whatever we can tonight.
How did this all start for you?
When I was about 16, I received a tarot reading completely sort of on accident. I was a sleepover. And the girl who gave the tarot readings to everyone, she did mine last, and I didn't really know anything about tarot. And so I got my reading, and as she went through it, she slowly started to kind of freak out more and more and become really scared, and that scared me. I was just a young girl, and everyone else's reading seemed normal, and no one got scared, but mine was all, you know, and now I understand more why it scared her. It would scare me now, too, maybe, if it happened, but I had every single card in a 10-card reading was a major arcana card, and if anybody out there knows tarot, those are the less frequent, more important kind of big energy cards. You might get 3 or 4 a reading, usually on average. I had all 10 were major arcana.
Wow.
Then I also had them all reversed. And in tarot, again, if it's reverse placement or upright is about 50-50 chance. But I had every single one of them reversed. So as she went through the reading, flipping the cards, she was getting more and more concerned. And that kind of scared me, but it also fascinated me. And I wanted to know more. So I went out and got the exact same deck. It's the same deck I have now, not physically, but the same, it's the Handel tarot deck. It's the only deck I've ever used, and I started giving tarot readings, and I was really, really good at them. Everybody I gave a reading to just kind of was like, wow, how did you know? And I'm like, I don't even really know how I know. It's just, these things are amazing.
I just know these things.
Yeah, right? It just comes to me. So it was really clear. I just knew, and I gave tarot readings more and more. And, you know, over time, I didn't connect the things, but I started to experience some poltergeist activity. I started to experience strange presences and entities in my home. And I started to experience also sleep paralysis, which I didn't understand at the time. And, you know, I didn't have the internet, so I didn't really understand any of these things. And maybe if I would have talked to more people around me, they would have been able to help me. But I just didn't really know what was going on. And, you know, it came to a kind of stunning conclusion with a confrontation with a demonic presence. And I had to find my way out of that. And that's kind of the start of the story.
You ever find out what the demon wanted with you?
You know, I think that they just in general would like to attach themselves to people who have a sort of strong channel, and so that they can then control that and come through into this realm more easily. And, you know, and their desire would be to then affect people perhaps very negatively and draw people into more negative aspects of life and experience pain and suffering, and at the very least have access to some power and be able to mess with things here. I don't think they can necessarily do that as easily on their own, and they're often looking for sort of carriers to latch onto. So I was a convenient one, and I'll just tell anyone listening out there that the reason that happened was because the woman who gave me that reading at the beginning, she, you know, taught me basically. I emulated her after that. And the way that she would do the readings would be to call a spirit in to guide the reading. And I didn't think about that at all. And now I look back and think, what folly to just invite any random spirit to come be a part of anything you're doing, really. You know, so I think naivety is something they look for, these demonic presences, and I think when they find that in, they'll take it. And so one definitely took that in with me. But I will just be really clear as well that I, for a very, very long time now, for decades, I do tarot readings still, but I do it now very clear on, you know, I'm connecting with only the source of love in the universe, and people can call that God, or they can call it just source, or they can call it spirit, but that love, that goodness, truth, and beauty, I really am a fan of Jesus. So I call on Jesus, and, you know, the people who are receiving the reading, they're receiving it through their own spiritual guides and allies, through whatever it is they connect with and whatever they believe in. And so I'm receiving only loving energy, and they're receiving only loving energy from whatever they're getting from these readings. So even though that happened and can happen if you're unsuspecting and unwary, it's not going to happen if somebody is doing it correctly, I'd say.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me. So I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindsay, how important is the tarot reader to the scheme of things?
I would say it's crucial, especially given what we were just talking about, that you really would trust the person you're working with, that you know that their heart is true, that you know that they're connecting with the highest goodness, truth, and beauty, and that you really can feel that and trust that. I think it's crucial. I think anybody can pick up a deck and start to play with it. Anybody can start inviting random spirits into their life, but I wouldn't recommend it unless you really have a clear inner guidance and knowing of what it is you're aligned with spiritually and what it is you're calling in to be with you. And I would especially recommend people, you know, get some good spiritual protection if they're going to dabble in any of these things. And that's what I've had to learn the hard way through life and of how to develop that spiritual protection in a really profound way.
If you had 10 tarot card readers, would you generally get 10 different kinds of readings?
I would say absolutely, yeah. I just did a quick reading right before the show, past life reading with one of your beautiful producers and support staff. And I, you know, they let me know that that reading was almost exactly the same past life reading they had received from another reader a long time ago, which was very funny. And I think a lot of time, you know, spiritual psychics and mediums and readers and all of us different spiritual healers were able to tap into the same message. And at the same time, a lot of people might not be in the same place in their own spiritual path. They might not have the same clarity. They might get some of the messages coming through their own filters and, you know, I had someone once, for example, who was giving me messages, but it was really clear that they were resentful of me. So some of the messages coming through were like a little mean and snippish. And so I had to take that with a grain of salt. And I just think it's really important to connect with someone who you do trust and can just feel that right energy that works for you.
How important, Lindsay, is pulling the card out of the deck?
What's funny is that you know, you can call it the sort of Schrodinger's cat scenario. Like, I feel strongly that the card doesn't really matter. I could pick it really quickly, or I could take my time and feel into the right card, but that the card that I turn over is going to be the perfect card no matter what. And even if, you know, something seemingly supernatural needed to happen to switch that card with the card I didn't pick, right? Like, the one that I see is going to be the one that was meant to be seen, and that's going to be the one that carries the right message through.
How did you start equating tarot cards with past life readings?
Well, I, you know, have had this long life of spiritual, profound spiritual experiences and really learning, you know, my own spiritual guides and allies, and I've developed a strong ability to communicate with them and to receive messages from them for myself. And, you know, I tell people that at some point I just had to acknowledge that when they are giving me signs and symbols and messages that I better listen, because if I don't, they're fine. They don't really care, but my life isn't going to go as well. So you listen to the advice given and the guidance given, it makes things go much, much better, much more quickly and smoothly. And so when they started giving me this message that I could do past life readings through tarot, I honestly was probably the biggest skeptic because I've never heard of that. I've not gotten a lot of readings from people. I've not looked into a lot of other tarot readers or how they do things, but I've heard some things. I've been around and I've never heard of a past life tarot reading. So I was very skeptical, but because I've learned to just trust them and do what they say, I started trying to. I developed a specific layout through their guidance, and, you know, we get a snapshot of the life, and we see into a couple different aspects. We see some of the challenges that come karmically from that life, some of the gifts that come karmically from that life, and then where it's going in this life, like what some of the future might hold for the person based on those patterns and those karmic balances. And so I just started trying it on people who, you know, were my friends and family, and it worked. And it was really clear. And I would, you know, flip the card over and I would receive just images and understanding and, you know, my spiritual eye and my heart of what that life was, what it was like, and what was going on and why it mattered in this current life as well. So the more I could sort of trust that, then I started offering it to people, and it's been really profound how it can help people heal in this life and transform in this life because of some of those traumas and karma and the things from these past lives we're still carrying them around unless we've healed them. So, you know, it's really beautiful to see how it can actually really help people.
So past lives do flow into your current life.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I would say, you know, I think part of my prep for this as a spiritual being in this path in my life, I started having recollections of my own past lives. And I think I've had about 7 past life memories right to this date, and they're always not something I'm necessarily even seeking. They just come to me in meditation or a deep spiritual connection, and every time it's happened, it's been pretty traumatic. The things that come up are often pretty dark, and that makes sense because those are the things that are coming up to be healed.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.